Welcome to the Absolute Unit Podcast. Joshua Jenkins here with Brandon Lansdowne, as always. And Brandon, we've got another guest with us in the building, in person. Do you want to introduce him, and he can say hello to the people?
It is the one and only Absolute Unit himself, Jared Sparks.
That's right. Yes.
Hello. Live and in person.
That's right. Glad to be here. It's an honor.
We are sitting here the night before our Christendom conference.
Yep.
That my church is putting on, and looking forward to having Jared speak at that tomorrow, and all of us hang out together and have a good time, Lord willing. So we wanted to, while we're all here the night before, just have Jared on and talk a little bit about his own journey in becoming an Absolute Unit in training, that is. So, Jared, I think it's been about a year since you've started strength training and lifting weights or working out. Now, you are a very thin guy naturally. Mm-hmm. Your problem was not, I'm an obese guy and he needs to lose weight. You were just
skinny fat.
Thin,
so
man.
Skinny fat.
So tell us, what got you to think about, hey, I want to get stronger, and that sort of thing?
Well, I've always been a runner. So, I mean, a part of I got genetics going for me when it comes to body type. I'm always going to be 160 pounds. The question is going to be, am I going to be a weak 160 pounds or a strong 160 pounds? But I'm always going to be around the same weight. I've always been a runner, so I've always had that cardio thing going on. But I actually had my shirt off, and my wife came into the room about a year and a half ago, and she said, honey, you kind of look formless and void. And I said, what was that, babe? And I thought, boy, I got to do something here, because I had just got to the point where that was just spot on. I was weak, and, you know, I could go out and run 10 miles if I needed to, but, I mean, I just couldn't lift. And so, you know how it is in ministry, if you don't pursue manual labor, if you don't, you know, pursue physical work, then you're just not going to get calloused hands. And so I decided I've got to pursue this. And so adding on to the running, just a few months later, I just started going to Planet Fitness, and that was the thing that got me going. But I just knew I had to do something. So it was either I'm going to be skinny and weak or skinny and strong. That was the decision I had to make.
Put some character to that formless void.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So then when you first got started off, what was your approach? What did it look like for you with weights?
Well, I knew I had limited time, so I had to do something that was going to be really manageable over the long haul. So I kind of took a plodding approach to this, and I thought, okay, I'm going to get back into this. I hadn't really been working out. I mean, since it's been 12 or 14 years since I'd been hitting a gym. And the strongest I'd ever been was probably when I was 23, 24, which for a lot of guys, I mean, that's pretty common. Mid-20s, you kind of get peak strength. You can maintain that for a very long time. I mean, well into your 40s, 50s. I mean, guys, you see guys that are really strong for a really long time. But you have to figure out how working out works best depending upon what age you are. And so I knew I wasn't going to jump back into 5 days a week like I had been 15 years ago or however long ago. So I just thought, I'm going to do 2 days a week at first. That's what I can do. I'm just going to do 2 days a week, and then I'm going to continue my cardio. So I knew my running was going to be there. And I just started going to the gym 2 days a week. And I started off with Smith machines, and, you know, it's Planet Fitness. I mean, you know, you're not going in there screaming and, you know, doing front squats and stuff. Yeah, that's right. And I just went in there and started with machines, and it was me and, you know, a bunch of geriatric people. And it was, you know, just pushing weight and slowly getting stronger, but I started to see gains pretty quick, which you always do. I mean, you do anything, getting back in the gym, and you start getting gains and thinking this is great. So I just went from there, and 2 days a week really has got me to the point to where I am today, where actually I'm if I'm not the strongest I've ever been, I'm pretty close. And I've got some PRs and stuff like that, which has been great. But it's just been a year of being consistent, just to go 2-3 times a week. This week I've been 3 times. And then on top of that, our church just started. There's a group of guys. We got a text stream of like 15 guys. And on top of the 2 days a week, we just said, we're going to do push-ups, pull-ups, and we're going to do air squats every day. So we're training for the Murph. So on top of the stuff I got going on at the gym, we've got this group that's holding each other accountable. We'll just text done when we're done for the day. Mm. But we know exactly what we're doing. So we got a lot of guys getting in shape in the church, and it's just been, I mean, it's good. It's been a fun time. So for me, I just had to get something that I could do for the long haul that was, you know, doable, that was manageable with my stage of life.
Man, two great examples there from your story of just one, doing what you can do with your time and schedule and what you've got available to you, that's such a huge thing, because sometimes guys, when they first start out, can just feel overwhelmed and not knowing where to start and thinking if you can't go all the way, you know, like a pro weightlifter, then don't even, why even bother?
Right.
But even if just, hey, 2 days a week, doing what you can do in a Planet Fitness can even be great. And then also the aspect of, which is what we've kind of all we've talked about and kind of what this podcast and the chat has served as, is just doing it with guys, especially guys you know in your church. That goes such a long way with keeping you going.
Yeah.
Because I know even just doing this podcast, it's like I'm doing a podcast on an absolute, on being an absolute unit. I have to work out. Yeah. I can't skip.
You guys, honestly, your show, and you get online, get on Instagram or anything. I love following Cam Haynes on Instagram, David Goggins, these guys that are these motivational dudes that are out there just, I mean, crushing it every day, running a marathon a day, hitting the gym, you know, doing max reps on their last set, you know, I mean, just unreal stuff. But no, I listen to your show, and I was listening to your show this week when I was working out, and it's helpful, it's motivating, and knowing that there's other guys at the church that are doing this as well is just it's a good thing. And I'm wanting to set the pace. I'm not wanting to be the guy that can just go out and run 5 miles. I do want to be a guy that is, you know, physically capable. And this last, Ryan Deaton, you're going to hear this. I'm going to share this with you. But I did beat Ryan Deaton last year in arm wrestling, and I did beat Dalton Shero as well. Dalton thinks that
calling
I cheated.
Out the names.
Yeah, he thinks that I cheated, but it was fair and square.
Yeah.
And this year for our Reformation Day party, we're actually getting a professional arm wrestling table. So it's going down this year. So we've all been preparing.
That's awesome.
So what about food intake?
Yeah.
Has that changed with starting strength training / what does your diet look like anyway? Yeah.
Well, we have tried to eat clean and healthy over the years. Jordan is big into Weston A. Price, and we eat just good, real food very often. She cooks regularly, daily. We have just good meals on the table and good food around the house. We're not going out to eat junk food. And I've really been getting, you can kind of get a little, there's rabbit holes to run down when it comes to dyes, when it comes to everything that's in the food. And you guys have talked a little bit about this, about why testosterone is continuing to decline. And so when you get into that kind of stuff, you start to question, I mean, should I be eating Taco Bell meat when mRNA vaccines are going into animals now? And what kind of meat is this, and what's it going to do to me over the long haul? You know, eating this a little bit for 10 years, that ends up being a lot of junk food for 10 years. And so how does that affect me? So for us, it's a lot of protein. I did just start taking some organic protein. And that combined with the regular food that we eat and cutting back on sugars and cutting back on carbs has been pretty big. So when I started, I was like I think I was at 18% body fat is where I was when I started. I went to this machine, you know, you stand on it and it does all your numbers and calibrates and everything. And I've been able to move that down. I do want to get down to the 10, 12%. I was joking about the 8%.
Yeah.
But if I can get to the, I don't want it to, you know, you guys did a show recently where you get to some goals and it begins to overtake your life. I mean, you really got to commit everything to getting to certain goals. Once you kind of get to the place that you're at, to get small gains requires, you know, 6 months of work kind of thing. Uh-huh. And so I've been able to move that down to right around 14% body fat. So in about a year, which isn't as fast as I would have liked, but I'm in this for the long game, you know, and so I'm not really in a hurry. I'm just wanting to get stronger and continue to get stronger, and so eating certainly has played a part of that.
Nice.
Yeah, I think, you know, the 10 to 12% body fat range is, that's something that you can attain and maintain. It takes obviously a good bit of discipline, but as you say, you're in it for the long haul, so it's doable. It's something we can talk about some more later. That's something that is an interest of mine for sure. But one of the things I wanted to ask you is just aside from the obvious kind of physical changes and benefits that you've experienced with this change in your life, what have been some other added benefits?
Well, anything that requires discipline is going to have a broader effect than just the one thing you're being disciplined in. So if you're being disciplined when it comes to working out, and it is true that there are some people that are disciplined in one particular area but aren't disciplined in other areas, but anything that's adding something new into your life that's requiring you to, you know, it didn't take anything for me to go out and run. I've always been a runner. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't require discipline. It just is a part of my life at this point.
Yeah.
You know, when you have been doing something for 15 years that you just enjoy doing, it's just a part of my life. And I wanted that to be the case with going to the gym, with physical training, with that sort of thing. And it's never been something that's been in my life for a long period of time. It's always been spurts. So the fact that it's required intentionality, that I'm paying to go to the gym, it's only 10 bucks a month. I mean, it's Planet Fitness, right? But still, I'm frugal. we seek to be frugal and wise with our money. So when I put that 10 bucks a month down, I mean, I'm going to the gym. I mean, that's how I, you know, process it. That in other areas of life, then, it's just like with anything. If you don't pursue something new, if you don't pursue challenges, if you're not being disciplined in areas of your life, it really is. So I'm going to be 40 this year. And it's, you know, the caricature of getting older and getting caramelized in your life about how you are, what you think, what you do. It's easy to coast and just get into this place where it's almost like a comatose state on everything, where you just, you are who you are, and now you just, you know, you're screaming, get off my lawn kind of thing to everybody, because that's what your life has become. So this has been something that's been good for me, and it's just something I want to do in my life, where I'm always wanting to be challenged. I'm always wanting to be disciplined in new areas. Now I need to be more disciplined on keeping my office clean, if that can translate into that.
Yeah.
But no, it's been good. I mean, it's been positive in my life as a whole. And, you know, we're still, you know, having children, and we have three, we have eight-year-old, we have a five-year-old, and we have a two-year-old. And I don't want to be the guy that's, you know, got his sons, you know, 18 years old, and I'm running around and not able to, you know, wrestle and fight and do everything physically that they're wanting to do. Mm-hmm. So I plan on doing everything that they're doing along with them when they're 18, 20, when they have children one day. I want to be able to do those things. So this is really a part of that. And so, you know, the rest of my life, I want to be the kind of guy that's able to look at something new and say, okay, let's do it. And let's get after it.
Anything else, guys, before I try and land this plane here? This has been really good, brief conversation.
Well, I'm going to have a lot of questions for you guys after this at some point.
Okay.
So I appreciate you guys even having me on. This is a lot of
Well,
fun.
Hey, unless you were going to say something. Got one more question for you. When you're in Planet Fitness, do you have your earbuds in, or are you just going with the ambiance?
Well, it depends. So I'm not into Bluetooth anymore, because I've ran down that rabbit hole as well. So I've got my cabled, you know, headphones
on.
That's right.
Is it a cassette tape?
No, that's not the Walkman or anything. I've got my iPhone in there. If I remember headphones, because, you know, Jordan and I will go together at times. And we're in there. Another thing is that we're not in there for an hour and a half. I mean, we're going in there, and I am doing no rest between reps, and I'm doing full body workout, and I'm hitting it hard for the time that we're in there. And so even if we're in there for 30 minutes, I'm going from set to set to set to set for 30 minutes, and I'm spent at the end of it. But I usually have headphones in. I'm listening to podcasts on double speed. So if it's not the Absolute Unit podcast, it's, I don't know, whatever I'm listening to. I don't know at this point. But
you're a podcast guy. You're not rocking out to Metallica.
No, I'm a podcast guy. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's the first podcast guy.
Yep.
Although he's only the second guest, so.
Yep.
Yeah,
there's guys in the chat that are same way.
Yeah,
that they listen to podcasts and sermons. I do not.
And so what is it? Is it because I mean, what is the band that's playing at the beginning of the show? Is that
that's just free YouTube music?
Okay, it's free YouTube music. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Brandon is death metal? Is it
extra death metal?
No, here you go. If I am listening to music, you know who it is? It's Tom McDonald. So, the rapper, Tom McDonald, he's a little rough around the edges, but man, it's good stuff.
All right.
He wanted to know if you listen to the same kind of music as me, because he rags on me every time.
Well, I feel like I'm the one that gets picked on.
Well, what is it?
I listen to a lot of metal of various sorts. And
well, we don't want to age yourself, but I mean, isn't that a little, that's a little before your era, but... What your era was, I mean, like mid-90s, right? I mean, I was late 90s.
Depending
Pearl Jam?
Certainly Pearl Jam.
That's light rock for him.
In the grunge scene. That's pretty soft for me.
Okay.
No, I'm listening to, I still listen to some of the old stuff. Like, I mean, he mentioned Metallica and some others.
I do love Metallica.
But yeah, the newer stuff, which is, I think the only true, kind of, if you could call it mainstream, the only true genre of music that has remained solidly Christian for the last decade is metal.
Okay. And so, Tourniquet?
No, it's going to be more like, man, I'm spacing now. But, yeah, like Phineas or, I'm drawing a blank.
Is Norma Jean around still?
They're still doing some stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
They're doing.
Yeah,
okay, but yeah. That's not really metal. That's more pretty, like
that's still kind of softer. Like I'm listening to like metalcore.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. No, yeah. I'm not listening to that. So,
yeah,
I might listen to even a little. I've got to catch up. I don't really regularly listen to her, but the next time I'm going in, there's an episode on the Nashville shooting by Ali Beth Stuckey, so I'm going to go in there and listen on double speed.
Yeah.
To Ali Stuckey.
Double speed. Yeah. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Yes. I go one and a half.
Yeah, no, that's double speed all the way, man. James White on double speed.
I don't think I could.
That's like to you on quadruple speed.
Yeah,
your normal voice is double speed.
Pretty quick. That's right.
So, well, Jared, go ahead, and we've talked about on this podcast the intensive coming up.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So, tell us about that and everything else you got going on for guys to find you at.
Okay, well, conferences like this are phenomenal, and been going to conferences for years. It's always an honor to be here. And looking forward to preaching tomorrow. This event has teaching and the intensive. This is the fifth annual intensive. So you got teaching sessions from Joshua and I won't mention your nickname here, Brandon, but Brandon will be there as well.
Baywatch Brandon.
And that's right. Yeah, Baywatch will be there as well. And it's a great time. You get teaching sessions and Ian will be there in Garris as well.
Yep.
And then you have 2 days on the river of floating down the river in a canoe. And it's a group of guys from all over the country, really, at this point. And it's just a really great trip. 2 days, Eminence, Missouri. If you want to tent camp, it's $185 this year. That covers all the expenses of the whole trip. That covers all the food and everything. For $300, you can stay in a cabin. Just reach out to me. Find us at theshepherdscrook.co. You can find more information about that. But we got a podcast that's going on. I work with pastors and just been doing the podcast thing for several years now. My wife does a show called Fruitful and Fearless, which is a show that's been really helpful for ladies.
My wife loves it.
Oh, good. Yep. Good deal. That's awesome. But yeah, man, you guys have any questions, just find me. Find me on Instagram, Gab, wherever.
Just find them and harass them so they'll get back on Twitter.
Yeah, I can't do Twitter. I've been off for a few years now, and I don't think I'm going back. So.
But he's on Gab.
I am on Gab. That's right. Yep. Exclusively on Gab.
Gab is... All right, guys. Well, I hope that helps you as you seek to make gains for the new Christendom. So until next time, happy living.